All right, very good. Well, it's good to be with you today, and I want to jump in. We've been doing this series called Mission Possible, and so I want to encourage you today. You can find it in your bulletin or turn it to it in your Bible, but Exodus chapter 16 is where we'll be looking at today.
So 很高兴今天我要继续过去几个礼拜所讲的靠神凡事都能这个讲到的系列。我们今天讲到的重心是在这个出埃及记第16章。
And what we're going to be doing today is we're going to be taking a look at how God provided for the Israelites throughout their entire 40-year journey from the time that they were just out of captivity in Egypt to the time when they got into the Promised Land.
So 我们所讲的故事就是当以色列人离开埃及到进入迦南以前的40年的光景当中，神怎么样眷顾他们。
And if there would be one thing that I want us to leave with today, it would be this.
如果今天的讲道，如果我要你记住一个重点，就是这样子。
Even when it seems impossible that God would provide for our every need, we can be assured that through Scripture, time and time again, He will take care of us.
这个重点就是在我们人看起来不可能的情形之下，神必供应，神必眷顾。 让我们一无所缺，这种的保证是在圣经里面的应许，也信徒一而再、再而三属灵的经历的体验。There's
truth for us in Scripture that God will meet every single need that we have.
在圣经里面，上帝已经保证他会供应我们一切的需要。And
we will not lack anything in our lives.
我们一无所缺在我们的生命当中。
Will we have to do without some things that we kind of want? Perhaps.
Well, 当然我们在我们生命当中，我们有些我们是想要的东西。
Will we struggle at times to see how far our finances and other resources have to be stretched? Yes.
我们有可能轮到这个山穷水尽的光景，这个也是可能的。
Will it seem at times that God isn't providing for our needs?
有时候我们也会怀疑，上帝到底有没有供应我，到底有没有眷顾我。
But beyond these questions, beyond these feelings, we have to know that God, who is described in Scripture as Jehovah Jireh, the great provider, does provide for His people.
在这个问题上面，我们应该有个超越的感觉，知道肯定一个事实，就是我们所信的神就是耶和华以勒的神，神必供应。
And that's what I want us to make sure we leave with today is that God provides for every one of us.
如果你要完全记得的信息，就是刚刚我讲那句话。
Okay, so Exodus chapter 16 is our passage today, and we're going to read the entire chapter, and because I want us to get kind of the full story and the full context of what's happening here.
我们今天会念一段很长的经文，记录在埃。 出埃及记第16章，我们要会每一节都我们会思想。
And so if you're following along in your notes there, let me start reading with verse 1. It says, the whole Israelite community, now there are about 2 million plus people there, the whole Israelite community set out from Elim, and they came to the desert of Sin, which is between Elim and Sinai, on the 15th day of the second month after they had come out of Egypt.
以色列人离开埃及的时候，到了以林这个地方。 他们后来从以林出发，到了西乃山前面的旷野，就是寻的旷野。他们到达的时间就是他们离开埃及以后的一个半月，总共的人数有200万。
In the desert, the entire community started grumbling against Moses and Aaron, and so their leadership honeymoon was over after about 6 weeks. Okay, it started turning a little bit ugly here.
那么在这个短短一个半月的时间，就是6个礼拜的时间呢，这些民众跟他的领袖的蜜月就宣告结束了。这些百姓向摩西发怨言。And
here's what the Israelites said to them. They said, if only we had died by the Lord's hand in Egypt. There we sat around pots of meat and ate all the food that we wanted. But you have brought us out into this desert to starve us and the entire assembly to death.
他们的抱怨是什么呀？他们回想到在埃及的时候，他们围着这个肉锅有吃有喝。现在你把我带到这个 旷野来，你要我死在这里吗？我宁可死在埃及。
So let's not pass over what's happening here, right? They were in slavery. They were in bondage. Now they were free, and a month and a half into it, they were complaining.
Okay? 那你有没有想过了？他们本来就是在埃及是奴隶，他们抱怨神把他领出来，现在他们反过来去向摩西抱怨。
Then verse 4 says, Then the Lord said to Moses, I will rain down bread from heaven for you. The people are to go out each day and to gather enough for that day. In this way, I will test them and see whether or not they will follow my instructions. And on the sixth day, they are to prepare what they bring in, and that is to be twice as much as they gather on the other days.
上帝听到他们的抱怨，所以他晓谕摩西说，他说，我将会把粮食从天而降，我叫这些百姓可以出去收取。第一到第五天，他可以收取一份，但是到六天就可以收两份，这是我的规矩，我来是要试验他们遵不遵守我的律例典章。
And so Moses and Aaron said to the Israelites, In the evening you will know that it was the Lord who brought you out of Egypt, and in the morning you will see the glory of the Lord, because he has heard your grumbling against him. Who are we that you should grumble against us? And then Moses also said, You will know that it was the Lord when he gives you meat to eat in the evening and all the bread that you want in the morning because he has heard your grumbling against him. Who are we? Who you are not grumbling against us, but you are grumbling against the Lord.
那摩西听了神的话，就对他的同伴说，我们算什么呢？他们仅向我们发怨言。其实他们不是向我们发怨言，乃是向神发怨言。然后耶和华说，他晚上不给他们吃，好让他们知道，他就是那位耶和华领他们出埃及。然后早上也给他们饱足，让他们可以看到神的荣耀。
Verse 9, then Moses told Aaron, Say to the entire Israelite community, Come before the Lord, for he has heard your grumbling. And while Aaron was speaking to the whole Israelite community, they looked toward the desert, and there was the glory of the Lord appearing in the cloud.
那么摩西就对亚伦说，你把这些会众召集起来，我们要靠近耶和华。那么亚伦就把以色列的众会众带到他的面前，他们就看到旷野在另外一边有云彩，耶和华在荣光向他们显现。
And the Lord said to Moses, I have heard the grumbling of the Israelites, so tell them, at twilight you will eat meat, and in the morning you will be filled with bread, and then you will know that I am the Lord your God. And that evening quail came, and it covered the camp, and in the morning there was a layer of dew around that camp. When the dew was gone, thin flakes like frost on the ground appeared on the desert floor. And when the Israelites saw it, they said to each other, What is it? For they did not know what it was.
耶和华听到他们的怨言以后，又晓谕摩西说，他说，晚上我会使用这些鹌鹑盖满他的营，然后早上这个有露水围着他的营的旁边，但是太阳一出的时候，这个露水就蒸发掉，他们发现地上有一些像白霜的小圆物。
And Moses said to them, It is the bread that the Lord has given to you to eat. This is what the Lord has commanded, that every one of you gather as much as you need. Take in omer, which was about 3.6 liters, for each person that you have in your tent. And so the Israelites did as they were told. Some gathered much, some gathered little. And when they measured it by the omer, the one who gathered much did not have too much, and the one who gathered little did not have too little. Everyone had gathered just as much as they had needed.
那么百姓就说，这是什么东西啊？耶和华说，摩西就说，这是耶和华赐给你们的食物。你们每一个营要派一个代表，早上去收取，按照个人的饭量，按照营的人数，因为早上的时候你会收取这些食物。但是有个规矩，就是人不能多收，也不能少收。但是这些悖逆的百姓，有多收的，有少收的。但是很奇怪，当他们收到以后，一量的时候，通通都是一个俄美尔，就是3.6公升。有些 commentary 说2公升，你们自己去研究。
Verse 19. Then Moses said to them, No one is to keep any of it until the morning. However, some of them paid no attention to Moses. They kept part of it until the morning, but in the morning it was full of maggots and it began to smell, and so Moses was angry with them.
但是这些百姓被掠，他们又多收，因为贪心的缘故。但是多收的时候，留到明天的时候，他们就生虫了，也发臭了。
And so each morning, everyone gathered as much as they needed, and when the sun grew hot, it melted away. And on the sixth day, they gathered twice as much, two omers for each person. And the leaders of the community came and reported this to Moses. And he said to them, "This is what the Lord has commanded. Tomorrow is to be the day of Sabbath rest, a holy Sabbath to the Lord. And so bake what you want to bake and boil what you need to boil and save whatever is left and keep it until the morning."
那么神也不要他们懒惰，要他们早起去采取这个玛拿。但是有些人多睡了，结果一起来的时候太阳上升，这些食物就融化了了。所以呢，这些人不听神的话的时候，摩西就向他们发怒，然后这些人多取的时候有些长官就跑到百姓的面前说，为什么你要多取呢？然后摩西说他们要为什么收双倍呢？他说这是可以的，因为明天是安息日，耶和华说明天就不赐粮给他们了，今天他们可以烤可以煮也可以留到明天，因为明天是圣安息日。
And so they saved it until the morning, as Moses had commanded, and it did not stink or get maggots in it. "Eat it today," said Moses, "because today is the Sabbath of the Lord, and you will not find any of it on the ground today. 6 days you're to gather, but on the seventh day, the Sabbath, there will not be any."
他们就照着摩西的吩咐，留一些到早上，就是安息日。结果在野地再没有看见神所赐的粮食，这些食物也不臭也不生虫。然后叮嘱他们要守这个诫命跟律例，因为这个安息日是上帝所赐的，他每一次百姓的粮食第六天 是双份，到了第七天个人要住在自己的地方，不许出去。
So verse 27, you can't believe that they're doing it, but this is what they're doing. Some of the people went out on the seventh day to gather it, but they found nothing.
他们有些不听话，礼拜安息日也跑出去了，结果找不到东西。
And then the Lord said to Moses, "How long will you refuse to keep my commands and my instructions? Bear in mind that the Lord has given you the Sabbath, and that is why on the sixth day he gives you bread for 2 days. Everyone is to stay where they are on the seventh day. No one is to go out." And so the people then rested on the seventh day.
我是说，你不听神的话，要到几时呢？我不是告诉你第六天拿双份，第七天不要去拿吗？但是你们还是要出去。
Now the people of Israel called this bread that they were receiving manna. And it was this white like coriander seed and tasted like wafers that were made with honey. And Moses said, "This is what the Lord has commanded. Take an omer of manna and keep it for the generations to come so that they can see the bread that I gave to you to eat in the wilderness when I brought you up out of Egypt."
那么以色列家看到这些食物，每个人很稀奇说，这是什么东西？这是什么东西？上帝说，这是玛拿。它的样圆衰子是白色的，滋味如同产蜜的薄饼。然后摩西又小耶和华又小于摩西说，你要将一满俄梅儿的玛拿留到世世代代，使后人知道我是领他们出来的耶和华，在旷野不断的赐给他们食物。摩西于是吩咐亚伦，叫他照耶和华的话去办，就把玛拿放在法柜里面存留。
And so Moses said to Aaron, "Take a jar and put an omer of manna in it, and then place it before the Lord to be kept for the generations to come." And as the Lord commanded Moses, Aaron put the manna with the tablets of the covenant of the law, so that it might be preserved. And the Israelites ate manna for 40 years until they came to the land that was settled. They ate manna until they reached the border of Canaan.
这段圣经以一节很重要的经文结束。以色列人吃玛拿共40年，直到进入有人居住的地方，就是直到迦南美地。
So as we look at this rather lengthy passage today, I wanted to provide it for us to get the whole picture of what's taking place. I think that what I want to do today is I want us to ask and then answer 4 questions about God's provision.
我们如何去了解这段很长的经文吗？我们可以用四个问题来问我们，来从这些问题的答案来明白这个经文的经义。
So if you're taking notes this morning, let's kind of jump in here, and let me start with question number one. And the first question that we have to ask today about God's provision is this question. Is God really there?
那么第一个问题就是在困难当中我们问一个很重要的问题，神正在那里吗？神正与我们同在吗？
When it comes to this idea that God would provide for all of our needs, do we really believe that God is here, and do we really believe that God cares about those needs?
那到目前为止，神每天都供应他们的需要，但是在困难来到的时候，我们是不是怀疑神真的与我们同在吗？神的真的会继续供应我们吗？
And this is the question that the Israelites here were really struggling with, because even though they had been just delivered out of 400 years of captivity and slavery in Egypt, and even though they saw God's hand at work to guide them out, and even though God had taken care of all of their needs up to this point, they began to grumble and they began to question that they began to grumble and to question about whether God was really there or not.
其实以色列人的挣扎也是同样的问题。尽管他们在埃及为奴四百年蒙神的拯救，尽管他们亲眼看到神手的带领，尽管他们到目前为止神给他们一切的供应，这个问题还是他们很现实的一个挑战。
And there have been times in my life, and I'm sure there have been times in your life as well,where I've wondered if God really cared about me. Was God really there in those moments? And I think we'll be able to kind of settle this question when we do a couple of things that I want to share with you here in a moment.
其实在我们的生活当中，当我们遇到困难的时候，我们同样的面对这个神真的会供应我们吗？这种的挑战，这种的问题。那么我会用几个表达来去回答这个问题。我们都知道这个问题的答案是肯定的答案。
If we've ever been in the place where we're asking this question, is God really there, and does God really care for me? There has to be this internal lack of peace that we have when we ask that question.
其实当我们问这个问题，就是神真的供应我们，真的与我们同在吗？其实就反映出我们里面就是有点对神不够信靠。
But to answer this question, whether or not God is really there, and if God really cares about us, the first thing that we need to do is to understand that when it comes to having peace in our lives and knowing that God is there, we have to trust in the blessing giver, not in the blessing.
其实在这个问题的后面，就是我们心里失去平安。我们失去平安的原因呢，因为我们的眼目对着福气的本身，并没有对准赐福的上帝。
Because what happens is this, when we run after the blessings, okay? When we run after the blessings, instead of running after the blessing giver, we will never find peace in that.
当我们注目在这个神的好处过于神自己的时候，所带来的结果就是烦恼、焦虑、恐惧。
And the reason for that is because the blessings that we might run after on a continual basis will never be enough, and will continue to be filled with worry, will continue to be filled with anxiety, will continue to be filled with fear that God perhaps doesn't care about us at all.
因为我们所追求的物质的祝福其实是完全不能满足我们的心灵的，所带来就是烦恼、焦虑、恐惧。
And this is exactly, if we take a look at this passage again, this is exactly what the Israelites were dealing with in this moment. They were so concerned about receiving the blessings of God that they failed to focus on God Himself, who had already done incredible, miraculous things in their life.
其实这里就是完完全全以色列人的光景。Okay? 他们注目在神的好处，不注目在神。所以在他们的生命当中，其实在他们生命当中已经经历到一个难以置信的神迹。
And so for us today, if we want peace in our lives, then we have to know that God's peace, His peace, will come when we trust in Him, not in what He does or does not give to us.
So if we want peace in our lives, then we have to know that God's peace will come when we trust in Him, not in what He does or does not give to us. And so if we want peace in our lives,
So here's the second thing that we need to do in order to kind of settle in our spirit this question of whether or not God really cares for us and whether or not if God is really there.
So 我们要回答刚刚我们提过那个问题，就是神真的与我们同在吗？那么第二点就是我们要注意听的。
There are times in our lives when we have a belief in God that is not fully consistent with who He is.
因为有时候我们的信仰好像信仰的生活好像不太符合我们理性上对神的认识。
And we have to internally make sure that we're moving away from the fairy tale belief in God.
所以我们必须要离开那个神话故事中的而且是彩卷运气中的神然后进入相信这个灵魂深处所相信的神。
And what I mean by that is really that there are times in our lives when we look to God as just kind of our lucky charm or our lottery ticket God, okay? And we have to move away from that type of belief in God.
因为不知不觉有时候我们就把神看成是一个彩卷运气的神啊，好像我们信靠他了就有得福了这样子。
And so if we're moving away from the fairy tale belief in God, if we're moving away from the lottery ticket, cha-ching type belief in God, then we need that to be replaced with this gut level belief in who He is.
所以我们必须要离开所谓神话故事中的上帝，然后进入一种信心。这种信心就是在灵魂的深处，我们的的确确相信他是供应的神。
And so if we look at what this gut level belief in God means for us, well, first of all, it means that if we are going to have a gut level belief in God, it means that we're choosing to believe in a God with unlimited resources and an unlimited ability to focus on each and every person all at the same time.
所以这种灵魂深处的信心到底是什么意思呢？我想第一点就是从我们的意志当中来坚信他是无限的神，他是所有的资源、所有的能力都是出于他，他看顾每一个人、每一个时刻、也每一个地方。
And so here in our text, the proof of that is that God supplied manna for every single person, every single day, in every single household.
正如经文所说的，上帝赐玛拿不是赐给一个人、两个人，乃是赐给每一个人，每一天，总共四十年之久。
And the God that we serve is this God with unlimited resources and an unlimited ability to focus on every single one of our prayers.
因为我们所相信的神是大能的神，是所有资源、所有能力的出口。
Having this gut level belief in God means that we are learning to trust God's ability to see us through regardless of what our current circumstances might be.
所以这个灵魂深信灵魂深处所相信的神也阐明到我们要学习信靠神能他能够透过我们的环境不阻挡他的视线看到我们每一个人的需要。
And so the Israelites in our story, the passage that we read today, they were really struggling with trusting God because they found themselves a month and a half into their journey in a situation where they had to live on less food than what they had when they were held captive.
那么以色列人的光景就是他们恶劣的环境就使到他们看不见神因为他们往前看，他看到这个旷野，食物的短缺；往后看，他们又看到埃及时间的时候，他们所吃所喝的丰富，于是他们看不见神的荣耀。
They no longer liked their circumstance of scarcity, and it was having an impact on their level of trust in God. But they would learn that throughout their journey that God would see them through, not just in the short term, but in the long term as well.
在一个短时期的食物的好像不够的时候，他们的信心就低落了。但是他们没有看到上帝是长远的照顾他们。Now,
having a gut-level belief also means this, that when trials come, rather than running away from God, we better be running to God.
这种灵魂深处所相信的神，这个意思，那是讲到，当试炼临到我们的时候，我们是不是投靠他，去亲近上帝呢，还是离开上帝呢？
Some of the Israelites were so doubtful about God's provision for them that they were willing to run back into slavery.
我们看到在以色列人当中，因为这些困难的缘故，他们不投靠神，反而去离开神，回到为奴之地那个地位。
And so a question that we have to ask ourselves is this. When trials come into our lives, do we run away from God or do we run to God?
所以我们要有一个自省，就是当患难来到的时候，到底我们是去亲近神、投靠神，还是我们离开神呢？
So friends, listen, if there have been moments in your life where you have ever doubted that God cares for you,
如果在你的生命当中有一个时刻， 你怀疑神的供应的话，
you can know this, that God loves and cares for us more than we could ever realize.
你要想一下，其实上帝知道你的需要多过你自己知道你的需要。
If he was willing to give up his son for us in order to provide a way to spend eternity into heaven, don't you think that he's able to provide for us and to take care of us with all the little things that we tend to stress about here on this earth?
请大家想一下，如果我们的上帝竟然愿意将他的独生爱子舍了他的生命，为了我们开一条通天的道路，难道他不会在我们生活的小节当中去供应我们，去眷顾我们吗？
So the first question was, does God really care about me? Is he really there? And the second question that we want to ask is this. Well, what keeps me safe?
那么我们刚刚讲的第二个题目就是神与我们同在吗？然后到了第二个问题，我们又问我们的就是我们这个安全感到底建立在哪里呢？
What sources of safety will we turn to when our spiritual journey gets a little tough?
在我们属灵的旅途当中，我们常常会被这个问题去挑战我们的信心。
And so here in our passage, and also in Numbers chapter 11, verses 4 through 6, it says this, the Israelites were concerned about their well-being and about what they needed in order to feel safe and secure.
那么我们就跳到民数记第11章第4到6节，讲到以色列民当中有一些闲杂人，他们大起贪欲的心，然后他们就说，谁给我们肉吃呢？谁想起埃及 的时候，我们不花钱可以吃的黄瓜、西瓜、韭菜、葱跟蒜，我们对这些玛拿实在没有胃口，实在不能吃下去。And
so if we pause right here and think about this for our own lives, well, what does make us feel safe and secure? Is it good health? Is it good friends? Is it a good family?
那么我们停一下，问问我们自己，到底我们的安全感建立在什么上的需要，什么的胃口上面呢？ 是我们的健康吗？友谊吗？美满的家庭吗？好福利的工作吗？大房子吗？名牌车吗？银行富有，户口足够的退休金吗？这个因人而异。
What about a good job with benefits or a good home or a good car or money in our bank account or money in our retirement accounts?
这些都是中性的东西，但是我们必须要知道，这些不是我们灵魂的需要。
And the reality for us today is it's going to vary. Those things that make us feel safe and secure are going to vary from person to person. But we have to consider this in our lives about what makes us feel safe. And the reason we have to do that is for a few reasons. I'll share those with them.
那么当然我们都会有这些问题。 但是如果我们要回答第二个问题的时候, 我们会有几点, 给大家参考。
The reason we have to ask ourselves that question is because oftentimes our greatest temptation is when we take those blessings of God, the good health, the good friends, the good family, and all that stuff, and worship them as gods, as our sources of safety.
其实属灵的问题的源头就是我们在这个患难当中受到一个极大的试探，就是我们把这些好东西、健康、友谊、大房子、退休金等等，把它看成是神，而且去敬拜他。
And for us, I don't want you to mishear me today because there's nothing wrong with having any of these things. But when we get to a place in our lives where we worship them, we're in spiritual trouble. And this is where the Israelites went wrong because they were more interested in their safety, in their security, and in their stuff than they were in God.
所以我不是说这些东西不好，这些东西其实是中性的。 问题就是我们有没有把它代替上帝的地位。
And we have to get to a place in our lives where we refuse to trust in these other sources of safety.
我们一定要用我们的意志，靠着神的帮助去抵挡我们这种的想法，就是靠物质来满足我们，靠这些物质来得到这个安全感。
And the reason for that is because God is our one source of safety. When we accept God to be the one trusted source of safety in our lives, we can walk into tomorrow without needing to know what tomorrow holds.
这个道理很简单，就是当我们拒绝依靠物质成为我们的保障的时候，我们就应该单单的依靠神，因为我们虽然不知道明天，但是
And so what happened here in this story is that God told the Israelites that he would supply everything that they needed, okay, on a day-to-day basis.
这个经文就告诉我们，上帝对以色列人说，这个天上的粮食是每天给你的，所以你不要为明天忧虑，也不是为了下个礼拜、下个月、下一年的去忧虑。
And the Israelites didn't need to be concerned with what happened 2 days from now or what would happen in a week's time or a month's time or what would happen in a year's time away.
他们只需要单单的依靠神，单单的仰望他，这些东西神都一定会给我们的。And
they just simply needed to trust in God for their safety and for their security and in nothing else.
其实他们 要知道的事情很简单，就是单单的顺服他，单单的依靠我们的上帝。
And for us, we know that the one, God, who asked us to take this step of faith is the one who also keeps us safe. And so we don't need to know how he's going to handle every detail about our journey.
其实我们所相信的神，他知道我们生活当中每一个细节，所以他是不会误事的神。
God just simply calls each one of us
上帝给我们的呼召是,
to a life of obedience.
就是去顺服他。
And he did it here in this passage with the Israelites, and he does that with you and I as well.
这种以色列人所碰到的教训, 今天也同样,
and here's the reason why. Because our survival is dependent on our obedience, not on our abundance.
其实我们的存活, 那是依赖我们的顺服，而不是家道的丰富。
The Israelites were concerned with their abundance when they should have been concerned about their obedience, and the same can be true for you and I.
这是悖逆的以色列人注目在物质所提供的保障，而忽略了对神的信靠而顺服。
If we spend more of our time living out obedient lives for God, the accumulation of safety or the accumulation of abundance really wouldn't matter for us.
其实当我们能够完全的对神信靠而顺服，那么对这些物质所提供的保障，我们就觉得不重要了。
All right, so the third question that we want to ask and answer this afternoon is this.
所以第三个问题我们要问我们自己的，特别在困难当中。
Is enough for today enough for me?
到底神今天量给我们的是够我们用吗？是能够满足我们的需要吗？
And so we can see here in our passage that for many of the Israelites, the daily provision just simply wasn't enough for them.
但是以色列人觉得不以为然，他们收取寄居超过他们所需要的。
Some of the Israelites gathered more than they needed. Some of the Israelites hoarded some of it, and it led them down a bad spiritual path of disobedience and a lack of trust in God.
他们依靠物质的保障，结果产生的是失望，也带来他们的悖逆和失信。
But as believers, we are called to a completely different value system than what the world offers to us.
但是成为基督真门徒的时候，我们的价值观必须与世界的价值观有一个完全不同的理念。
We live in a world that values the accumulation of stuff over everything else.
今天我们是活在一个文化当中，就是我们喜欢积聚财富，而且把它看成是我们人生首要的目标。
But Jesus tells us in Scripture that his true followers will value the relationship with the Father over the material blessings that he provides for us.
但是耶稣教导他的门徒说，他说你们与父的关系远超过他所赐给你们物质的福气。
And so what do we do with this then? How do we ensure that our values are based on our intimate relationship with God rather than being based on stuff?
那么我们怎么样可以实际上去实行实践这个理念呢？就是我们的价值观是交聚在上帝面前。
How do we make sure
that
we are living our lives where what we have today is enough for us?
我们怎么样有这种确信这个观念？我们神给我们的东西已经够我们日用的需要。
Let me give you a few suggestions, and you may have to write these down in your notes because I'm not sure that I provided them for you today.
也许我可以提供三点，让你们可以知道怎么样在日常生活当中实实际际的脚踏实地的去实行这种理念。
How do we make sure? Let me ask the question one more time. How do we make sure that we are living our lives where what we have today is enough for us?
我们怎么样可以过一个知足的生活呢？
The first thing that I think we can do is this. I think we have to make sure that we are willing to walk away from accumulation.
所以第一件事情，我们应该用我们的理性，用我们的决心去除去积聚财宝这个恶习。
And this is going to be tough for us, right? Because whether we like it or not, we probably typically find ourselves in the shoes of the rich young ruler that we read about in Scripture.
这个是个非常难学的功课，因为不管你愿意也好，不承认也好，我们多多少少就跟圣经里面，新约圣经里面讲到那个富有的少年官，有点很多事情上面认同。
And so the rich young ruler went to Jesus and said, Jesus, listen, what do I need to do to inherit eternal life? And when Jesus told him to go and sell all of his possessions, all of his accumulation, and then he would be eligible to follow him, the rich young ruler couldn't do it.
那么这个少年官有一天碰到耶稣，就说，夫子啊，我要做什么才可以承受永生呢？耶稣给他一个很简单的回答，他说，你变卖一切，分给穷人，然后再跟随我。
His accumulation, his possessions, his stuff was more important to him than following after Jesus.
他就悠悠愁愁地走了, 因为他觉得他所积聚的财富比信耶稣更加重要。
If God were to ask us today to give up our stuff, would we do it to follow after him?
如果今天耶稣向你有一个要求, 把你所有的东西都放弃, 去跟随他, 你可以做到吗?
Here's the second thing I think that we can do if we're answering this question, well, how do I make sure that my life is a life that's being lived out in the way that God wants it to be?
如果我们再问我们怎么样可以过一个自主的生活, 我们还有第二个提议。
I think that we have to get to a place in our lives where we reject the deceitfulness of wealth.
我们一定在一个地位就是要拒绝 受财富的欺骗。
And so the story of the prodigal son is perhaps a perfect illustration for us. He felt that his new inheritance, his wealth, would bring him all of the satisfaction that he ever wanted, and ultimately it left him empty and broke.
那么路加福音15章讲到那个浪子的故事就是一个最好的代表，因为这个浪子认为父亲的家财、家业、财产
Having wealth in itself is not bad, but it's the lies that we believe about wealth that we have to reject in order to live how God wants us to live.
但是我再重复一次，这个财产，家业是一个中性的东西，并不是不好的东西。 但是我们必须要防止我们受这些物质上的东西去欺骗。
Now the third thing I think that we can do in order to live our lives in this way is to redirect our thirst.
第三点我们可以做到了，就是我们必须改变我们的胃口。
Living, and I want you to hear me on this, living on manna does not mean that we all have to live in poverty.
首先，以色列人所抱怨的就是他们每天吃玛拿。但是我要强调的就是，玛拿的本身靠玛拿过活，并不等于过穷苦的生活。But
what it does mean, it means that we have to replace our thirst for more and more stuff with a thirst for more and more of God.
但是我们的胃口呢，必须从追求物质的丰富。 转到对神的渴慕，如露切慕溪水。And
it's when we do these three things that we begin to see a shift in our lives to where we know that what we have now, what we have in the present, what we have today is in fact enough for me.
如果我们做到刚刚我说的三点，我们的生活形态就改变了。
And then the fourth and final question for us this afternoon is this. Do I want entertainment or transformation?
那么第四个重要的问题,我们必须要反省的就是,到底俗世的娱乐重要呢,还是属灵的心意更新更重要呢?
Let me say that just in a slightly different way. Do we want to see miracles or do we want to experience miracles?
就是我这个问题可以换一个去改变一下问，就是我们愿意经历神迹呢，还是我们愿意去成为神迹的一部分呢？
This is really a kind of a heart question about the desires of our heart that we have to ask and answer.
这个是一个非常难回答的问题，就是牵涉到我们心中一种渴慕，一种需要。
And so if we're going to live under God's provision so that we both enjoy his blessings and we worship him, we need to decide what we are really after in that relationship.
所以我们如果要得到一个平安，有保障感觉的生活呢，我们一定要以它为我们生活的中心。Many
people just really want to be entertained by the miracles of God, perhaps a little bit of a distance.
那么我们很喜欢 去以上帝所做的神迹为我们的娱乐，然而却把神保持一个安全的距离。
But it's only when we are up close and a participant in those miracles that we can experience transformation in our lives.
当我们靠近神的时候，当我们愿意参与神的神迹的时候，我们就有生命的改变。
The Israelites here in our passage got to experience transformation in their lives because they were participants in the miracles of God.
其实以色列人本身他们就已经做到这点了，因为以色列人就是神迹的主角。
What happens in the transformational work in our lives is that it's often done during times of hardships and challenges and difficulties.
但是我们的问题就是在困难、在患难当中，我们头脑上这个理念就不能体验在我们的生活当中。
And those things that we face can really be a gift to us that will help transform us.
其实这些试炼呢，乃是上帝赐给我们的礼物，让我们可以借着它，可以能够有生命的改变。
And for all of us who are here today, God is calling us to transformation. He's calling us to be absolutely dependent on Him, to live trusting Him for our every single need.
其实这个心意更新，乃是上帝给我们每一个信徒的呼召，也是要我们面对一切的需要的时候，必须绝对的依靠他，交托他，而且信赖他。
When God's presence is enough for us to trust His provision, He's able to begin using us in ways that He could never have done before. And the more He transforms us, the more He can use us.
当我们以上帝的同在为满足的时候，我们生命就得到改变了。我们就能够符合上帝要我们每一位的呼召。
So the end of our passage here today tells us that for 40 years the Israelites ate manna, and for 40 years God provided for their every single need.
这段很长的圣经以一句非常发人心醒的字句来结束，就是以色列民吃玛拿四十年，神不断地供应他们四十年。
The Israelites lacked nothing for 40 entire years.
申命记二章第七节，这四十年，耶和华你的上帝常与你同在，故此你一无所缺。
So does God provide for us? Yes.
神真的供应我们吗？答案是肯定的。
Do we need to trust Him? Yes.
我们需要去信靠顺服他吗？
Do we need to live obedient to His requests?
Yes. And
when we live like this, we can say every single day that God has been with us and we have lacked nothing.
那么我们就经历到上帝其实每天每时刻供应我们，我们真的是一无所缺。
Let me pray for us today.
让我们一起祷告。
God, we thank you for your word today. We thank you for the truth of Scripture and how it applies to our lives. And God, I pray today that when we leave this place, we will know without a shadow of a doubt that you will provide for every single need that we have.
当我们离开这个会堂的时候，我们深深地相信你实在是眷顾我们的神。我们的生活实在是一无所缺。
You are Jehovah Jireh.
你是耶和华以勒的神。
The great provider.
你是最大的供应者。
And we rest in that promise of who you are today.
我们在你的怀中可以得到安息。
Amen.
Amen.